All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner, or it could be Uncanny Valley, because, you know, some of you guys are still freaked out by the way these characters look. But for me, I can deal with it. And we've got the Liz Katz Gritty Kitty Murder Mystery DLC thing for House Party. Nobody's done this on YouTube yet, I've checked. And we're the first. We're not doing it on YouTube either, because we didn't put the censor options on. I'm not censoring for you guys. I don't fucking play this shit on YouTube. Maybe I'd get more hits, but you know what? I don't want to fucking fight with them, honestly. They brought my channel down once before. I'm not having it again. So thank you, BitChute and MGTOW.TV, for allowing me to host this video. So let's go ahead and go back to the house party. But I want to see what this murder mystery is about. She goes look at me and she yells at me like she is. What in the world? He's swiping left and right on dogs? And don't forget to rate me. The funny thing is, if they actually had an app for that, people would fucking use it. I'm not saying the fuck the dog, but I'm saying they would do it because they'd be like, what dog do you think looks better than this? You would literally have somebody sit there. What are you doing? I'm rating dogs. Are you bored? That's what we do in 2023. Bring somebody from the 90s over. I wonder what people will do in 2020. Swiping dogs. Man, are people that bored? Yes, we might be. Okay, so I don't need to use any of these keys. And Eat Games, you guys really do need to update this for people with the controller thingies. Because I'm using an Xbox controller.
I'll be the first to say it. We looked better in Alpha.
Come to compliment my enormously juicy, dangly manberries? You don't have to be coy. I saw you eyeing the outline pressing against my shorts. No. They're not as big as you think. They're bigger.
I guess Derek really wanted to bring his friend along to my party tonight. Is it me, or is it rude
people
to
look
send
better?
Invite to your own friends.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
how Vicky know that she should definitely low graphic it was before.
Yeah, I can hear my computer fans. Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's knocking at the front door. Okay.
Don't tell anybody, but I definitely went to the bathroom. And I found some pretty, wow.
There she is.
You really get that wiring checked out. Does it always take you that long to come? Wait, that's intrusive. Forget I asked that. I know I'm late. I'm sorry. My Uber driver just took forever, and he wouldn't let me go until I raided his dog. Weird.
Yeah!
What are you into? Please don't say kidnapping. 12 years ago on this day, I broke my collarbone.
Ouch.
My mom had it on her.
Vicky Vixen is going to show up? Is she already here? I need her to...
Hey, listen. Someone's talking. This is a dialogue. You'll be seeing these often. All right. Stupid shit to run.
Hi. Can I help you?
Oh, right. Sorry. Social skills. I'm Liz Katz. Nice to meet you. Sorry I'm late. Do you have any suggestions on who you want to murder or any areas you don't want blood on?
What?
Well, I mean, I usually don't go for Mortal Kombat fatality levels of blood, but sometimes, despite my best intentions, fake blood does find its way to the carpet, walls, beds, pets, so I like to know my murder boundaries.
Wait, fake blood? Who are you?
I'm Batman. No, sorry, I'm Liz, the Murder, mystery, extraordinaire. Or your party as requested.
Watch. We're gonna have the best strippers, fighters, and strip fighters this world has ever seen.
Strip fighters, huh?
Only the best.
For cash, but I also accept Visa, MasterCard.
No, it isn't. I don't know what...
You didn't tell me we're throwing a murder mystery party. Oh, well, I brought receipts. The online order came in from Instagasm and said...
Instagasm.
No, I did not order a murder mystery.
Whoa, a murder mystery party? I did it in the kitchen with a hammer.
Well, no, I didn't bring a hammer exactly, but I do have this tentacle.
No, no one is getting murdered tonight. Not in my house, and especially not with a hammer.
Well, YOLO, am I right? Live life like you could get killed by a hammer at any moment, right?
I'm sorry, you must have the wrong party.
Well, this is the address, and I was paid in full, in advance, and requested to show up tonight. At this time. Okay, I'm a little late. I was kind of excited to give a full show and give someone the full experience, and I'm already here.
They just kind of silently and awkwardly acknowledged I was here. At least, I think they acknowledge I'm part of the group now. Shit, now you're making me question everything. Can we talk about something else?
Yeah, like someone gets decapitated in the shower scene. Gnarly.
Patrick, it's a show. No one really gets murdered, so it's all kind of lame. I mean, the obvious suspect would probably just be the new guy, Derek's friend here. Just kidding, of course. No offense. It's kind of hard to explain. Almost like I've seen these exact scenarios play out with slightly different outcomes.
You've never actually fought a man until you fought him nude. Serious dude-to-dude dominance combat in any other way is simply not giving the battle proper respect.
Regulations.
It isn't a true battle if your balls don't touch.
You can come on out.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Liz, but I really didn't order any murder experience. And Ashley's right.
Wait, what? Did we just agree?
Anyway, I don't think anyone else requested a murder mystery show either. But since you are here, feel free to hang out with us if you want. It is a house party after all.
House party!
Well, I'm already paid thanks to a mysterious benefactor, I guess. And I have a trunk full of toys and costumes. I had to leave an office party early to come here, so let's get crazy.
I like your spirit. My cousin Patrick here can help you bring that trunk upstairs to store it out of the way.
I once ran headfirst into a concrete wall because a chick told me I get to see her lovelies after.
Aw, thank you. I wish I could just mod it with an anti-gravity unit. But it would be nice to have my own personal Morocco bone.
Martial arts has done...
Okay, you can be my hero.
That's nice and all, but Patrick really needs to start pulling his own weight tonight.
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, you dumbass.
Meanwhile, we can go figure out if it was anyone else here that ordered a murder mystery event.
I, for one, did not pay for someone to be murdered.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. Can you just help Liz move the trunk? The art room should have space.
Yeah, I can be the hero and help the pretty lady.
Thank you, Patrick. And Liz? Just promise me, no lame murder mysteries, okay?
Hey, a little partying never killed anyone, right? Besides, this foxy Mr. Man here can show me around once I get my trunk put away.
Okay, then. Welcome to the party, Liz.
Not saying that either. If we agree on something, they can be listening.
Sometimes.
And the last thing I want to do is deny them their existence.
I mean, really, a murder mystery.
Yeah, Leo was a kung fu fighting. Her kiss leave them bitches crying. Can you feel that chokehold tightening?
Well, it doesn't.
Is that I don't think it's unreasonable for me to ask any of the guests here to comply with a full cavity strip search if I suspect they have any alcohol on them.
Well, here we go again.
That's where you hit them in the head. Still working on it.
I think she'll warm up to it by the end of the night.
acting like a beast.
Oh, shit.
I should hit him in the head with a kettle. Just knock him right over the head with a kettle. That kettle has to have a use.
Madison really loves her art, but this spirit animal shit is holding her back. Everything she makes has a fucking raccoon or penguin in it.
A handful of hay keeps the doctor at bay.
That penguin keeps eyeing me, man. I don't know what that's about.
Ding, fries are done. Sorry, I think Chubby's has given me PSDP, or maybe something worse. Check this move out.
Bros before hoes, man. I live by that code. I have a lot of respect for somebody who can put their money where their mouth is when they say it, though. I've been fucked over too many times by people I thought were my friends.
Tonight is so much fun. I really needed this. My mom keeps saying I need to think about my future, but I just want to keep on dancing and not think about it.
Hey, stranger, I'm all settled in and ready to party. Just because nobody's getting murdered doesn't mean we can't still have a good time, right? Well, I first spend some time getting to know the guests, find out their fears, get to know the lay of the party, and then, when they least expect it, I just trigger my pre-planned event script that lets everyone know that a murder has happened and leave clues around the party to help solve the whodunit. It's fun. It's also the fun part, and I'm pretty good at identifying who the victim should be within minutes of arriving. No, the most important part is having a surprising story with a twist, like so-and-so murdered the victim for their money. Or at least that's what I make you think. But then you realize so-and-so's cousin set up so-and-so because they wanted the inheritance. But that's a red herring, too. So-and-so's cousin's best friend was actually a secretly trained assassin and set up so-and-so's cousin to set up so-and-so because they ultimately wanted to...
God damn!
The victim killed so-and-so's partner's local barista. Best part is the costume. I have no doubt. Everything's in my trunk. I can make up and act out any adventure I want. Not yet. I keep it locked. There's a lot of valuable items in there, as well as other things that could make this party a little, crazy. Okay, well, maybe we can open it later, but I gotta get a better feel for the party and get to know you and the others first. Here's a go.
You can only grope their ass or titties, guys too, and only if they're in front of you, not moving in or close enough. You can also do it during intimacy if you've opted into POV intimacy scenes.
Wait, you're Derek's friend, right? Hey, I'm Madison. This is my party.
That's what happens every time I grab a tit out of nowhere. Hey, my name's so-and-so. Welcome to my party. I can tell you're going to be a live wire.
It doesn't matter. And I didn't want to make things weirder, so I was like, sure, bring your friend. So, yeah, I'm glad you could come. I'm sorry, that was rude. My head is everywhere. You know that feeling when you love hosting parties until you're actually in the middle of hosting one? Then you remember people are the worst, and your cousin has a serious alcohol problem, and that you definitely should have brought more food. That's a cool thing to say, even if you are just trying to win brownie points. That's always been such a weird phrase to me, brownie points. What the hell are those anyway? Me? Oh god, though. Is that where the name comes from? Where Ashley and I grew up back in Nevada, the idea of empowering women at such a young age scared our town elders. Since donning those little green vests and teaching us how to tie knots was surely going to make us more rebellious and probably less willing to never leave the house. But look at me now. I can't tie a single knot, but goddamn it, do I know how to throw a party. Anyway, it was good talking to you and meeting you. I gotta get back to the party, but come find me later, and we can get to know each other some more. Maybe take some pics for my gram? Oh, and don't forget to mingle. There are some awesome people here.
I told you, I don't know why we can't serve booze. I'm just doing as I'm told.
I don't really keep too much money on me. I only brought, like, $50 tonight, and that's mainly to pay for my ride home. I should probably be, like, super careful that I don't spend it, and end up blowing another random stranger for a ride home again.
Ah! I don't end up blowing another random stranger for a ride home again. Well, here I am in the pool again. Oh, I did not like Catherine. Remember, I punched her in the mouth one time and dude came over and just whooped my ass. That was last time we played this. Oh yeah, the whole game looks way better. It looks like they just took a whole fresh coat of polish and put it over it. Yeah, it looks much better. Looks like a standard AC unit. No, you can't take it. It's way too big. It's not like he's gonna take the whole air conditioner and put it into it. I wanna see that.
Oh, look who it is. You've been standing here so long that other people are starting to tell me stories about you. But have you even looked my way yet? Nah, nope. That's cold, man.
Well, this man was just standing out in the middle of the... He's like, nowhere!
Thanks for coming, buddy. I'm really glad you came. It's been a rough week. I was looking forward to hanging with you. You can say that again. We've been kicking it since high school, man. Can you believe that? High school! Yeah, it's definitely an undefined amount of time ago. What with us trying to appeal to a large audience in between the ages of 18 and 35. Crazy times back then, whenever that might have been. Man, we gotta catch up when you get a chance.
Well, he doesn't know anything about how time works.
They probably know our famous stories just as well as you and I do. Hey, if you ever find yourself twiddling your thumbs, grab a couple of beers and come get me.
Any undetermined time.
More like a drunken stumble down Mistake Avenue. I just hope you still remember all the good times we used to have. After that summer you spent as a ball sweeper at the batting cages, dude, you took so many baseballs to the cranium that we were all surprised you graduated. But there you were, rolling across the stage in that wheelchair of yours that you only had to use for like 6 months tops, and you barely ever drool anymore.
Slur, yeah, my brain worked good now.
Well, let's keep it that way. Meaning, you may want to avoid that guy Frank as much as possible. Hell, watch your back even when he isn't around. He's got a way of taking good brains and making them all contused and shit. And his protege Leia, her too. Maybe steer clear. All right, buddy? I'll see you soon.
Hey, think about it. I don't remember most of the last 10 years. Somebody might call that a problem. I call it a challenge. Gotta find out news stories about me and get a refresher.
I actually don't know her all that well anymore. We were friends from school for a while, but we kind of drifted apart. She's been dropping hints that she wants me to invite my friend Vicky to the party, and I think that's why she invited me. Come to think of it, how do you know Madison? I don't think I've seen you around before. How did you even get invited to this party?
I rescued her from a burning building.
Right. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to go somewhere else.
I shouldn't have said that. I'm just fucking around. The great thing about House Party is that you can literally just play it over and over and over because there's all kinds of different ways you can play it. And that's with or without booze. There's people that have said playing it without booze is just as fun as playing it with booze. Because I've seen people that have played it, and this was in the old days of the game. This game has been in development for a long time. It's actually finished development. That's why they're working on all these DLC. Eat Games is great, though. They brought this shit to Steam. They brought this shit to GOG. They brought this shit to Zoom Platform, which surprised the heck out of me. Yeah, they've put this on a lot of different places. They've been really cool. Why is Madison in the bed? People just have the weirdest... They'll give you anything if your roommate dies.
Oh, hey, I don't believe we've met. I'm Brittany. Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just...
Oh, I know we know this. This is the...
I just bought this new top and, well, I've always been... Oh, thank you. Hey again, how's it going?
It's a piece of paper, looks like it's been torn out of a notebook. Oh, the computer actually has a screen that has her password on it. Okay. Weird dinosaur suit? What in the holy Precambrian fuck is this? Why can't I take it? I want to go around the party wearing the weird dinosaur suit. Damn.
So is this party gonna get started, or am I gonna have to listen to the bunch of scratchy toys and make it more interesting?
I can hear people from downstairs now. I think I'm supposed to be able to hear them from downstairs. But you can tell so much about the guests from what they're saying.
How can you get better at fighting? Clinically speaking, at least. He's just a lot older.
I don't know. To this day, hot chocolate still brings so many memories rushing back. Sorry, I kind of zoned out.
That sounds like something Empress would say. Keep your reflexes sharp. To this day, hot chocolate still brings so much memories.
You gotta be ready for anything. Take risk. Discover stuff about the world, yourself, and possible enemies.
Daenerys, hello, Tex.
Sorry, no, really. Hey there.
It's not like life is a video game, and you get a little...
Yeah, I love to wear costumes.
You just increase your confidence.
Yeah, surprisingly, it can be. I mean, it takes a lot to put together costumes and do them right. And they're never comfortable, and you have to wear them for days at a time in really crowded spaces and travel to and from events, and you always have to keep your mind and body in shape at all times. But it's really worth it to actually have fun making a living and doing something you really enjoy.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. She said you have to wear them for days at a time. No, the costumes. The full costumes. See, I didn't, yeah, because if you're going from event to event, shit, that's kind of...
Due to my supernatural sized balls, I can survive for over a week without food or water.
Wow. Oversized balls,
due to my supernatural sized ball, Frank's gotten better since then.
Is it true that Vicky Vixen is gonna show up? Is she already here? I need her to autograph some stuff for me, but I gotta wipe it all down first. It's probably pretty sticky. It
smells like sex. Like, everywhere around this place. What have you been up to?
Listen, Dylan. I'm not sitting in this hard-ass chair, pinching my massive meat clackers together for no reason.
No asshole is going to sneak past me and drink any of that devil's elixir. Anybody fucking tries, and they'll be dead before their fingers touch the bottle.
I'm telling you, you don't want anything to do with him or his shitty company. That website he runs is just an excuse for its users to upload revenge porn and other horrible things. It's total garbage, and it needs to end. Do not trust Patrick. He has no morals whatsoever.
You've never actually fought a man until you fought a nude. Serious dude to do dominance combat with any other way.
Oh, man. The house party is just as wild as it ever was. You know there's a Doja Cat DLC in this,
yeah,
too.
I saw that in the intro.
I'm gonna... I might get her also just to get... They cost about... I think she's... I don't know how much she is. I thought I... You know, guys, I also have the Christmas and the Halloween DLC, but I don't know what the hell... Like, my version of the game isn't recognizing them. I don't think I have to pay for them. I'm not really all that sure. I don't even know where my... Yeah. Guess it's not important at the moment, but I don't even know where my cell phone went so I could even look and see. I guess I was doing something and... Yeah, it's around here somewhere. Alright, well, I mean, we've shown you a little bit of it. The house party definitely has gotten a little better. And there's, you know, Liz Katz. I was hoping for more of what I saw in the trailer, which is like, we got a mystery, you know? I thought it was actually going to be like a murder mystery.
Oh, yeah.
But it just seems like she's just an added character. I mean, that's cool. I mean, maybe there's a murder mystery that you do with her later. But right now, I'm not seeing anything. But it's cool that she's added, and I guess the Doja Cat stuff would be okay to add as well. Doja Cat can't be naked, but that was a... Her publicist was like, uh-uh, for that. Which is fine, I really don't care. Yeah. I mean, it's... But yeah, there she is. So we got the Liz Katz DLC. You can check it out, talk to her. The lines are pretty good. I think she's just as valuable a character as everybody else. And hopefully, games will continue bringing new characters to the game, because it's a really... She's following me like a cat as well. Every time I walk, she's walking behind me. I don't know why. Hold on.
Generic. Hello, text.
Sorry, no, really. Hey there. Okay. Let's see here. How about your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Always Leonardo.
Yes, I mean, yes, I was hoping you'd say that. I'm really glad I was summoned here tonight and got to meet you. You make me feel, well, let's just say I'm super comfortable around you, and I'd love to explore more of the party, and maybe more of you. You have a swimsuit, right? I'll give you a key.
I like how she acts, though. She's not, like, just full-on sultry. She acts like a normal person. He's like, well, you know, maybe...
Yeah.
Instead of, like... It's like, yeah, well... Explore more of the party and maybe more of you, you know? Like, that's kind of like the cheesy porn dialogue, and they weren't going for that. They were going for more of a... like a natural kind of response. Which I like. Because it brings the people down to earth. That's one of the problems with, like, the thought culture. So many of these guys, they get it in their head that this person is, like... you know? And, I mean, you've seen the... video where they were showing her in the bathtub with all that stuff, and there's like a million guys that, well, I gotta pull my pants off for this one. Well, yeah, okay. But when you meet this person in real life, it's not gonna be the person that you get in the bathtub in the, you know, yeah. It's like, and you know what? The way I discovered this actually had to do when I interviewed rock stars. Like, when you see these rock stars in the shows, you're like, oh yeah, you know, he's going to be like that. And then when you actually interview the rock star in person, it slowly dawns on you, holy shit, this is just a regular person. And they have regular fucking problems and issues and things like that. Because you don't think like that when you get in that fan mode. You're like, oh, nothing ever happens to so-and-so. And then you realize, oh, shit, so-and-so's got a lot of problems. It's like, yeah, I'm a fan, but you kind of want to talk about that for a minute? Kind of worried about you there, man. It's like a little different. Okay. Well, I think we've explored enough of the party for now. And hey, if you guys, you are the ones that get to make the fucking decisions after all around here. If you say, hey, Grim, no, we want to see more House Party, even though there's like 10 bajillion videos on YouTube, you can do that. We just wanted to show you a little bit more House Party. I mean, I didn't even really need to play it without the nudes. I didn't need to play it without the nudity because we didn't really see anything anyway. So, it is what it is. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley / Adult Games Corner with House Party, and you can pick up the game from Steam, I believe, GOG.com, and Zoom Platform. Now, keep in mind, Zoom Platform doesn't have the Lids Cats DLC right now, but they will have it. It just takes them a little longer. And hey, if you do go check out Zoom Platform, you can get the Postal Classic and Uncut there. And you can also get Postal 3 if you want it. And not to mention all the Duke Nukem games. Duke Nukem 1, 2, Duke Nukem 3D, and the Manhattan Project. Yes, legally. They're not some crazy bullshit site. I've talked with the main man who runs Zoom, and they are very cool. So definitely go pick up some games from there. They work, they're good, they update them all the time. And at any rate, this will be the Grim Lord, and I am out. I'll see you next time.